A suicide bomber killed at least 6 people at the funeral of Provincial Governor Abdulhakim Taniwal. Several cabinet ministers and members of Afghanistan's parliament were among the large group of people at the funeral. 5 police officers and a 12-year-old boy died. Taniwal was one of 3 people killed in a previous suicide attack. Taliban insurgents have claimed responsibility for both bombings. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says the United States and its allies left Afghanistan without political, economic, and security support following its conflict with the former Soviet Union. She says Afghanistan turned into a failed state that harbored and supported Al-Qaeda.
If we should have learned anything, it is that if you allow that kind of vacuum, if you allow a failed state in that strategic location, you're going to pay for it.
The Taliban has fought an increasingly bloody guerrilla war against the elected Afghan government and allied forces during the past year. The U.S.-led coalition is continuing its offensive against Taliban fighters and Al-Qaeda in Kunar province bordering Pakistan. Soldiers fired rockets and patrolled the mountains where Taliban militants are believed to be hiding. U.S. Army Lieutenant Tim Lowe says soldiers found weapons in caves.
We found ammunition, we found IED materials, things that they can use against us.
The U.S. military says a suicide bombing cell is operating in the Afghan capital, Kabul. Colonel Tom Collins says it remains a threat.
We know that there is a cell here in Kabul, at least one, whose primary mission is to seek out coalition or international troops and hit them with suicide bombs.
NATO troops began an offensive last Saturday to wipe out Taliban strongholds in southeastern Kandahar province. More than 550 Taliban fighters have been killed. Canada has called on NATO member nations to contribute more troops. Deborah Block, VOA News.